More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Failure, total failure from the Biden administration. That should have been the headline that the media had over July 4th, that Joe Biden's administration failed to meet the July 4th vaccination goal. You would assume they would report the news the same way they would have reported if this was a goal set forth by Donald Trump, right? You know, Americans don't trust the president. Americans don't listen to the president. The failure of an American president to lead. Truthfulness, honesty, why are Americans not doing what the president says? Those are the types of headlines you would have. Americans reject the president's call to get vaccinated. Those are the types of headlines you would have if Donald Trump was the president. But since it's Joe Biden, nah, we won't have any of those headlines. The reality is the Biden administration did fail to meet the July 4th vaccination goals. And of course, there should be headlines written like I just described that why are Americans not trusting Joe Biden? Why are Americans rejecting Joe Biden's demands to get vaccinated? Do Americans not have faith in their commander-in-chief? Those would be the headlines you would see. And not just headlines, those would be the intros to TV shows if Donald Trump was still the president. I can tell you exactly how they would write them if I was over at the Communist Chinese News Network, CNN. They would have started their programming on July 4th if Donald Trump had put out this type of idea. For a vaccination deadline by July 4th, if he was president, they would have said, this morning on New Day, Americans reject the president's demands to get vaccinated. Why are so many Americans not trusting Donald Trump? That's how they would write it. And then they'd have a panel on to talk about how Americans just can't trust the liar in chief. Americans don't believe that he's telling us the truth about the vaccine. They would have people on to talk about the side effects of the vaccine and to talk about why this vaccine may not should be trusted. And then they would attack Operation Warp Speed, saying, well, part of the reason why Americans don't trust Donald Trump is because how fast this vaccine was created. Did we have any of that on July 4th with Joe Biden? No. Did we have any bad coverage? Absolutely not. In fact, to make you feel better about all this, Biden's COVID czar, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeffrey Zients, was on CNN, that same place that would be attacking if it was Donald Trump, and they asked him about the vaccine at the White House for the July 4th party, which is outside. Take a listen to this.
Before I let you go, I want to ask about what's going on at the White House tonight. There's a 4th of July party, about 1,000 guests expected, including first responders and service members. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said if guests have not been vaccinated, they're going to need to wear masks. But if your goal, as you've been saying this morning, is to send a signal to America that the vaccine is safe and effective, why not just require vaccinations for guests who are eligible?
Well, the reason they get vaccinated, we've talked about it. It's very compelling. You're protected if you're vaccinated. You're not protected if you're not. We are not mandating.
Hold on a second. Can we just get into that science? For a second, did you hear what the White House's COVID-19 response coordinator just said to Americans? If you are vaccinated, you're protected. If you're not vaccinated, you're not protected. Time out. What happened to if you've had COVID-19, you have antibodies that protect you. When did that just disappear? When did that conversation, and let's talk about the science of that conversation, when did that change? Can anyone tell me? I would love to know. There were a lot of scientists out there. Am I wrong? A lot of scientists out there that said that if I got COVID-19, that I don't necessarily need to get vaccinated. You just had the White House say that if you've had COVID-19, that you do need to get vaccinated, and that if you don't get the COVID-19 vaccine, you are unprotected. Anyone going to call him out for that? Anybody going to check the four Pinocchios on that one? Anybody going to, you know, in the medical community say, hey, the guy in charge of the White House COVID response just lied to all Americans on national TV on July 4th, telling you that even if you've had COVID-19, you have zero protection? You have no protection. You would think, surely, at that point, when he said that just a moment ago, that the woman who is interviewing him, Dana Bash on CNN, would at least step in there and correct that, or at least ask a follow-up question, right, about the COVID-19 vaccine as the only thing that gives you protection, not actually getting it and having antibodies. No. That just disappeared. Does she ask that follow-up? I'll let you listen.
Protected. If you're vaccinated, you're not protected. If you're not, we are not mandating vaccines. At the White House tonight, there's very rigorous testing and screening protocols. Those who are vaccinated do not need to wear a mask. Those who are unvaccinated do need to wear a mask. We're there to celebrate frontline workers and our military. And these are people who understand the importance of safety and doing the right thing. I think most of these folks are vaccinated. And we encourage all Americans to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
Why not mandate it, though?
I do love this. Why not mandate it, right? You guys are all about being mandating of everything else. You just scare the hell out of people that have had COVID-19, telling them they have no protection on national TV. You're the guy in charge of it. So it's a fair follow-up question, right? Why not mandate it? Why not mandate that people get vaccinated to come in the White House outside on July 4th? I would argue probably because it's un-American.
Look, at the end of the day, the reasons for getting vaccinated are compelling. We're going to make it easy. We're going to answer people's questions. But at the end of the day, it's an individual choice. We hope all individuals make the right choice here and get vaccinated as soon as possible.
Jeffrey.
I love this. Yeah, I hope you get vaccinated as soon as possible. So we have a failure here. The Biden administration falls short on its July 4th vaccination goals. The media doesn't cover it at all. Then they lie to you at the White House and tell you, from the guy in charge of the COVID-19 response, that the only people that have protection are those who get vaccinated. And you have no protection. None. You have zero protection. None if you've had COVID-19. Forget science, right? So where are we now? Joe Biden announced that he was setting that goal of 70% of the U.S. adult population to have one vaccination shot and 160 million U.S. adults to be fully vaccinated by July 4th so that life can start to look closer to normal. That's what the White House fact sheet said. According to the CDC, as of early Monday morning, 150 million adults in the U.S. were fully vaccinated, and 58.2% of adult population was fully vaccinated. The number for adults who have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine are higher at 67% of the adult population. Are we not going to count people that have had COVID? Are we not going to count people that have COVID where doctors are actually saying, don't go get the vaccine because you have antibodies? Is that just disappearing from this administration's response to COVID? I think it's pretty clear, yes.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The question you got to ask yourself now is, what is the White House going to do next to get you to get in line and get vaccinated? How do we fearmonger you now? Well, let's take a look at West Virginia. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says it will take a catastrophe for unvaccinated Americans to get vaccinated. Yeah, it'll take a catastrophe, so we're going to fearmonger you now. For those who so far refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine to change their minds and get vaccinated, in an interview with ABC this week, Justice discussed the vaccination level in his state, noting that it was difficult to encourage young people to get vaccinated. ABC's Martha Raddix said, let's go back to who's not getting vaccinated. The statistics will show it's poverty, race, and you just look at the map. It's a lot of red states. Yes, because we have to attack anybody that's conservative, right? The governor noted, quote, there's some truth to that and everything because the red states probably have a lot of people that are very, very conservative in their thinking. And they think, well, I don't have to do that. He added, but they're not thinking right. When it really boils right down to it, they're in a lottery to themselves. You know, we have a lottery that basically says if you're vaccinated, we're going to give you stuff. Well, you've got another lottery going on, and it's the death lottery. Ho, ho, ho. We're getting feisty now, folks. So we'll give you money in a real lottery if you get vaccinated. You'll be in there. We'll give you some cash and prizes and other things. We've had lotteries around the country where you can get $1 million if you'll just stick the needle in you. But if you don't, you're in another lottery. Yes, this is where we fearmonger you into forcing you to get that vaccine. Yeah, you're in a lottery with death, a death lottery. Dun, dun, dun. ABC then asked, what would convince people who are more conservative to get vaccinated? To which Justice replied, what would put them over the edge is an awful lot of people die. Oh, yeah, let's get back to the... I mean, this is all they got left now, folks. Just tell you death and destruction and you're going to die. You're in the lottery of death. What's going to convince you ignorant, stupid conservatives who ask questions about vaccines? And I'll say it again. I've had the vaccine. I want to make that clear. I also respect people's freedom and right to decide what's best for them. I know why I got the vaccine and why I took the risk with the vaccine. It was because I had a family member who has the same DNA as me, my father, who almost died of COVID-19. I have asthma. That's two boxes that are checked. And after seeing what it did to my dad, my mom had COVID-19 as well. She didn't have hardly any issues. My father, on the other hand, almost died. I made a decision what's best for me based on my DNA. Do I think I should force you into doing what I did and fearmonger you and telling you that you're in a lottery of death? Am I going to demean people that don't get the vaccine, telling them that the only thing that's going to get these people to actually go get the vaccine is a whole lot of people die? Like this governor of West Virginia? No, I'm not going to say that because That's not freedom, my friends. That's not freedom, which is what this country's supposed to be about. The governor went on to say, after telling you a lot of people are going to have to die before these basically imbeciles in conservative states get the jab, quote, the only way that's really going to happen is a catastrophe that none of us want. And so we just got to keep trying, though. ABC later discussed the United States vaccination levels with White House COVID-19 response czar, asking, what does it mean for the nation if we have all these unvaccinated people who say they're just not going to get it? White House's response didn't give a direct answer, but rather said the administration will continue to drive up the vaccination rate. If you're vaccinated, you're protected. If you're not vaccinated, you're not protected. Again, another lie put out by the White House. That's not true based on what we've been told from doctors, that you do have antibodies after you've had COVID-19, so you may not have to get the vaccine or may not have to get it right away. No, no, no. That's all been we just changed the science on that. We're the White House. We can do that. We can pick and choose our science. And if you want to know why people don't trust this White House, and you want to know why they don't trust Dr. Fauci, and you want to know why they don't trust these governors, is if you won't even admit that we might have antibodies that help protect us from future infections from COVID-19 after you've had COVID-19, why the hell would I trust you on any of this? But again, the White House lies. Quote, if you're vaccinated, you're protected. If you're not vaccinated, you're not protected. That's not accurate. That's not truthful. And you're putting yourself at risk and your loved ones and those around you at risk. So the important thing is for people to get vaccinated as soon as possible, the White House says. When you're not vaccinated, you need to wear a mask and these public safety precautions and get vaccinated as soon as possible. The vaccination rate, by the way, in the United States of America has not accelerated in the way that the Biden administration wanted. Saying that too many red states and conservatives, right, you ignorant people out there in the world listening right now, you're the problem. The Biden administration did not hit its previously set July 4th vaccination goal in May. Biden announced, like I said earlier, that 70% goal. So again, how is the media not covering that? How is the media not covering the fact that maybe a lot of Americans don't trust the President of the United States of America or don't trust Dr. Fauci? I'll tell you exactly why they don't trust him. They don't trust them because they've lied too much. Fauci was on NBC's Meet the Press over July 4th, and he said, quote, vaccinated individuals less likely to transmit COVID if they're infected. We're not sure that's actually true, but let's get it out there anyway. And by the way, remember that what they used to fearmonger us on was people that were asymptomatic that were spreading COVID-19. You were the biggest threat to America and to the world. Remember when the White House with Dr. Fauci on stage and all of his buddies were telling you that it's you're killing grandma, that you could kill grandma at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's why you can't go and travel, and that's why you can't bury the dead, and that's why you can't see your family, and that's why you can't have 4th of July celebrations last year on the 4th of July. Remember all of that? Because you might be asymptomatic and you might kill grandma. What happened to that logic? I'm just curious. Well, Dr. Fauci was asked a little bit about the asymptomatic part, and don't worry, we've just changed it since then. I don't know if it's based in science or just maybe we want to force you into a vaccine now that we have and we'll just lie to you then, or we're lying to you now. One way or the other, there's a lie being told.
Asymptomatic spread was the real killer with this virus, right? It's what's made it so difficult to at times when we first were dealing with it. Can a fully vaccinated person be an asymptomatic spreader of the virus and, more importantly, this variant?
The answer is you'd have to say yes. I mean, if you're looking at studies that are being done, we will get the answer to that, because we are looking at situations where you have vaccinated people who have breakthrough infections. Namely, they're infected despite the fact that they've been vaccinated. Most of these people will be without symptoms. If you look at the level of virus in their nasopharynx, it appears to be significantly less than individuals who are unvaccinated, who get infected, and who have asymptomatic infection. So when you look at the level of virus to be lower, that would mean you could make a reasonable assumption that those individuals would be less likely to transmit the infection to someone else.
Yeah.
Vaccinated person, breakthrough infection, unlikely. But it's not going to be zero, because whenever you have biological phenomena, there's always a range. But for the most part, it would be less likely.
There it is, less likely. So we just changed the science on that one, too. Go back to those red state rednecks, right? Let's go back to them for just a moment. If you want people to get the vaccine, then you need to start telling the truth. If you want to start getting, if you want more people to get the vaccine, then you need to not make things up. You need to not lie to them. You need to not say things that are just not accurate. When you tell people either you're with us or you're against us, either you're trying to kill grandma or you're not, and you say the only people that are protected are those that get vaccinated, and you leave out all the people that have antibodies that may have gotten COVID-19 in the past year, and doctors are telling them you don't need to get the vaccine right now. There are a lot of people that have said that, a lot of doctors that have said that. And when you completely overlook that, that's when you lose people. That's when people say, I don't believe you. Right? That's when people say, we don't believe what you're saying. And if they don't believe you, they're probably not going to get vaccinated. So if you think it's a bunch of rednecks not getting vaccinated, no, it's a bunch of really intelligent people. It's a bunch of really intelligent individuals. Extremely intelligent individuals who are asking questions and not buying the crap that you're selling.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on, but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to know another reason why so many Americans are just not trusting of people in leadership, I'll give you two examples that have nothing to do with COVID. They have to do with an issue of trust. Look at the way that they treated the 4th of July. Look at what's happening also in Canada right now. You've got people that are elected officials that are in office right now that are actually hating on the United States of America. Black Americans are blasting Democrat Cori Bush after she falsely claimed black people aren't free in the U.S. And the Democratic Party did not condemn the far left's comments on July 4th. Cori Bush, backlash. After on July 4th, she demonized the United States, falsely claiming that black people are still not free. when they say the 4th of July is about American freedom, she tweeted. Remember this. The freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen, and black people still aren't free. Now, thank goodness, numerous notable black Americans slammed Congresswoman Bush over her remarks, including Daryl Harrison, who said this, Cori Bush is an angry black woman, a very angry black woman. Her anger is eating her alive from the inside out. I pity her because of the, quote, freedom she speaks is not the freedom she needs. As such, freedom will continue to evade her as long as she carries the anger within her. That coming from a man who is African-American, saying, I've had enough of this. Leo Terrell, political commentator, friend of mine, said, quote, do not respond to this idiot. She just wants attention. She hates herself. Others said things like this. I could say something rude, but I think the best is to make sure that we have someone running against her and ensure that individuals have their full support from us when they step up to take her seat in 2022. Now, this is just an example of the apparently history of the Democratic Party attacking and trying to divide us as a nation. Part of the reason why so many people are not doing what Joe Biden says is because when things like this are said by people in his party, he says nothing to bring them back in, to rein them in, to say, no, I don't agree with this, and I condemn these remarks. I'll give you another example why people don't trust leadership when they're demanding things like the COVID vaccine. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a highly shocking statement where he kind of denounced the wave of church arsons and statue smashing that's sweeping Canada, calling the attacks, quote, unacceptable. They're actually burning down churches in Canada right now. He says it's, quote, unacceptable. That's it. He even defended the anger that's fueling these individuals, saying it's, quote, fully understandable. So when you have leadership, whether it be Joe Biden or Trudeau, that won't even stand up for basic issues like right and wrong, and then they get in your face and tell you to hurry up and go get vaccinated, you understand why there's a lot of people that are like, nah, I might not listen to you. When you can't even come out and fully condemn churches being burned down, or members of your party telling you that America is a racist country and black people aren't free, why do you think they're going to listen to you on an actual vaccine? Why do you think that you have some sort of standing with them, a moral standing with them, when you can't even condemn basic things which I just described? Trudeau, by the way, who leads the Socialist Liberal Party in Canada, told reporters it's unacceptable and wrong, the acts of vandalism and arson that are being seen across the country, including against Catholic churches, but immediately added, quote, that one of my reflections is I understand the anger that's out there against the federal government, against institutions like the Catholic Church. It is real, and it is fully understandable given the shameful history that we are all becoming more and more aware of and engaging ourselves to do better as Canadians. So in other words, burn down the churches. You have a leader in Canada telling you he understands why you're doing it. It's kind of okay. He understands why you hate your government and why you should probably just change to full-blown socialism, right? Because Canada now is such an evil country. Same playbook that we're getting from the left here. Same socialists and communists here. You should be ashamed of America. F America. The hell with America. We send athletes to the Olympics that actually say they want to burn the American flag on the podium, and we let them wear USA and represent us. Think about how far we have fallen. The Canadian leftist did go on to say that he could not help but think that the burning down of churches is actually depriving people who are in need of grieving and healing and mourning from places where they can actually grieve and reflect and look for support. Did he say we're going to hunt down the people burning down all these churches right now? No. Did he say if you burn down a church, you will see a prison cell? No. Did he say we have the full resources of the Canadian government to stop the burning down of churches? No. No, 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 no. No, we're not saying any of that. Canadian churches, most of them, by the way, Roman Catholic and Anglican, often many of these churches have been historic churches, are being burned down and vandalized at remarkable numbers in recent days. Now, when I say remarkable numbers, I want you to understand what we're talking about here. This was a headline from July 3rd. I don't have the new count. This is the last count I have on record. 10 churches in a single day had been burned or attacked in Canada. 10 churches in Alberta alone were vandalized in a single day. And then it spread to the rest of the country. As Canada continued to see churches, primarily Roman Catholic, burned to the ground over the past month. More than 10 churches in the province of Alberta were vandalized on Canada's national holiday of Canada Day, or Dominion Day, on Thursday, with most being vandalized with red paint in an apparent protest against the Roman Catholic Church's role in Canada's residential school system back in the day. According to the report from the BBC, at least one of the churches vandalized was an African evangelical church that primarily caters to African refugees who fled their home countries, often due to churches being burned down and anti-Christian persecution. Quote, these folks came to Canada with the hope that they could practice their faith peacefully. That's what the Alberta Conservative Premier said, adding some of them are traumatized by such attacks. Calgary police also commented on the various acts of vandalism, noting that one of the churches had a window smashed and that the paint had been thrown inside the church as well. Two other Catholic churches on First Nations reservations in British Columbia have also been burned to the ground. And you have a president now that has said, in Canada, we get it, we understand it. The woke mob also was allowed, clearly organized, without anyone trying to stop, to rip down the statue of Queen Victoria in Canada in broad daylight. And you have a president of the country in Trudeau that doesn't say we are going to have law and order. You have a president in Trudeau that doesn't say that we are going to prosecute and find you and put you in prison and that burning down churches is unacceptable. No, no, no. What he says is he can understand it and we need to do better. When that's your leader, don't expect a bunch of people to get in line and stick a needle in their arm. When you have a president that won't condemn his own party when they say that you should be ashamed of America and that America is a racist nation and 4th of July shouldn't be celebrated, don't expect me to put a needle in my arm. When you have a president that has the head of your COVID-19 response lying on multiple news channels on July 4th telling you that the only people that have protection from COVID-19 are those that have been vaccinated, leaving out the possibility of antibodies that protect people who've already had COVID-19. Don't expect a lot of people to go get in line and put a needle in their arm. I will say this. This is that moment when a lot of good Americans need to really think about running for office. Not nationwide, necessarily at the local level. This is that moment when we realize that we've allowed for anti-American socialists to take over this country at the White House and at every level of government below that. All right, make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, please, so that they can hear the news that the big tech companies won't let you even talk about. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening, as always.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.